BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
All of this week we've been hearing ideas suggested to us by you, by listeners. Today it's Herbie and Aisha. They're both 18. They voted for the first time in the general election and they wanted to look at what they see as a disconnect between politicians and young people. Our political correspondent Alex Forsyth took Herbie and Aisha to Westminster.
This is College Green and then House of Parliament.
Nice. I've seen this exact angle on the news a lot of times, right here.
So you guys are young voters. You both voted for the first time in the most recent general election. What was your thought process behind it when you got in touch with the Today programme?
I would like to really sort of investigate what more could politicians be doing to appeal to young people? What are they doing now to try and do it? And essentially, what are the reasons for this disconnect?
Do you feel it? Do you feel disconnected?
Yeah, I mean, I do. For a lot of people I know, it's just feels like something you shouldn't be getting involved with.
I worry that too much we see politicians and political parties attacking each other and not putting forward an optimistic platform of their own.
Yeah, it's starting to feel like you've just got two recently separated parents and you're having to pick a side.
How would you describe where you fit politically, if indeed you feel like you do fit somewhere?
I feel like I don't fit, really.
I would agree.
I don't like the idea of being, you know, having a particular party allegiance or anything like that, or being particularly loyal to any given party.
You know, and I think that's really common for young people. I think that's a really common thing.
You've talked about this disconnect, Herbie, between young people, as you see it, and politics. Professor Jane Green is here with us on College Green.
You said so many things. I'm like, yes.
But you are an expert in the sense that people have of politics. You've done some specific analysis of the British election study for the Today programme.
Essentially, what we found is very widespread lack of thinking that politicians care about people like them. And we found that in all of those age groups under 60. So young people aren't alone anymore. Yeah. Yeah. There has been a growing trend of a loss of trust. Herbie, you were talking about people not being attached to political parties. That's very much more common amongst young people. And the other thing that we've seen, less of a trend, more of a dramatic shift, and that is a very significant relationship between age and which party you support. It does seem that in this particular election, after this election, people who were under 30 saw the Greens as more likely to look after the interests of young people, followed by the Labour Party, followed by the Lib Dems. General kind of feelings of being disillusioned and fed up and not thinking that any party can solve the problems that Britain's facing right now was just so high amongst everybody.
Incredibly interesting. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
So now we're going to go and meet Sir Lindsay Hoyle, who is the Speaker of the House of Commons. We're going to go into the Houses of Parliament, into Speaker's House, and it's fairly rare access, but he agreed to it because he wanted to meet you to discuss the issues that you've raised, particularly this question about political disillusionment. Shall we go?
Yeah, let's go.
Perfect.
Well, welcome to Parliament. It's a nice office with good views. That's what I've got to say.
It's not about the politicians we've got now we should be worried about. It's the future generations. We have to make sure there's a generation that's going through, it's interested in politics, believe in the democratic process we've got in this country.
Do you personally believe that more of that responsibility lies more on the people themselves or their local authorities or the government nationally?
It's about encouragement, isn't it? And it's about giving people a reason why you should be involved. You want to support your community, you want to be advocate for the community, be part of it, get involved in it.
What would you say to people who might potentially feel overwhelmed by the language of politics, antiquated customs and words and policies? I mean, do you see that there might be a barrier to entry there that makes it difficult for young people?
I am very concerned about the future democratic process in this country. I think it's about a nicer and a more caring politics that we need to see. If we bawl and shout at each other, don't be surprised when the public do the same back to us. People haven't got the right who don't believe in democracy to try and do it by anger, by threat, and by intimidation. That's what puts people off politics. And it's about bringing people back together, putting the trust back into politics. And I think then we'll see people saying, actually, politics, I'm not that interested, but we've certainly got somebody who stands up for us. And that's the trust that comes. And maybe you'll come and watch PMQs.
That would be brilliant.
No problem, we can certainly get that sorted. And I'd love to see you back.
I've come away from Westminster to Wolverhampton, where I am at The Way, which is one of 16 youth zones across England. Here, they're aged 8 to 18, and they can come after school or at weekends to do a whole range of activities. And I've come here to talk to some young people who live in the area.
So come I'm Sadie and I'm 20 years old.
I'm Gabby and I'm 19 years old.
My name is Romero and I am 20.
My name is Jude and I'm 18 years old.
My name is Kyle and I'm 18 years old.
Who votes in elections? You do?
I voted this year, yeah.
I voted this past election.
I didn't vote this year.
Politics isn't a thing that interests me as much.
I don't really understand too much of it, so that's why I haven't voted.
When you get older, you understand the different impacts policies have.
I do feel like a lot of the policies that people introduce are kind of geared towards, like, 30 plus.
You agree? You nodded.
From what I've seen, politics is definitely geared towards the upper class and most of the adults.
I don't think any of them come across as approachable or as if they understand and listen to the younger generations as well.
It's pretty obvious that some of the people here feel a real disconnect with their politicians, so I'm keen to put some of that to MPs. I'm back in Westminster with Herbie and Aisha, and we're just about to go and meet Ewan Steinbank, who's recently been elected the Labour MP for Falkirk and who happens to be Scotland's youngest MP. Did you feel like you won the new MP office lottery with this one?
I'm quite happy.
Do you think there is a disconnect between the younger generation and politics? Have you seen that yourself?
I have definitely seen that disconnect on the doorstep. But I also think there is a role for elected politicians, but especially people all the way from the community up, in actually engaging young people and how this is relevant to their lives. It's about how we make it just as easy for a young person to engage in that process rather than lose them to the same sort of apathy, which I think has seen turnout decline in this country over the last few years.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
What did you think about what you heard there?
I mean, it did seem that he may agree that they need to do a better job of communicating the optimism and the new solutions and things that they have.
So, we are in Victoria Gardens now, which is just at the far end of the Palace of Westminster overlooking the Thames, and we are here to meet David Gawke, who is a former Conservative MP.
Hello,
how are you?
And this is Herbie.
I'm Herbie. Yeah.
Hi, Herbie. Nice to meet you.
Should we go and grab a bench by the river?
We're in, to some extent, a bit of a vicious circle. Older people have a greater tendency to vote, and therefore political parties tend to be more focused on older people, which leaves younger people feeling ignored and therefore less inclined to vote, and so it goes on and on. And I certainly worry, for the sake of the Conservative Party, that they risk being left behind appealing to younger people's votes because they're on the wrong side of various cultural debates. And if we don't get this right, then the fear is that someone will come along with even, you know, bigger, bolder, less realistic and actually more divisive approach to politics.
So, Herbie, Aisha, you got in touch with us because you wanted to examine this issue about young people and politics and the fact you felt there was quite a lot of disengagement. Has anything changed?
I think there is more to politics than the preconceptions that, as a young person, I may have previously had, and it's given me a lot of hope for wanting to learn more about it and wanting to actually get more involved, like we were instructed to do so by Lindsay.
Yes.
He told you straight, right? You've got to get involved. Herbie?
I think that politicians need to do a better job of communicating the kind of enthusiasm and optimism things that we've seen today. There is the potential for a politics that could be more appealing to young people, and I think it's just about communicating that.
Hello, it's Amol Rajan here.
And it's Nick Robinson, and we want to tell you about the Today podcast from BBC Radio 4.
Yes, this is where we go deeper into the sort of journalism that you hear on Today, exploring one big story with more space for insight and context.
We hear from a key voice each week, a leader in their field, be they a spy chief, a historian, a judge, a politician,
all with something unique to say, and we make sure they've got the time and space to say it. We give you our take as well and lift the lid just a little bit on how the Today programme actually works.
That is the Today podcast. Listen now on BBC Sounds.
And subscribe.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.